At meetings and conventions, Calgary, we know that all forms of communication and engagement are valuable and serve a purpose. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to learn more about experiencing Calgary. You can count on Convene's innovative meeting series to showcase interesting and unusual initiatives in the meetings industry. Like this month's edition, which tells the story behind the one-day TEDx event held at Sing Sing Correctional Facility. This month, we bring you an innovative meetings column on Breaking Ground in the Big House by senior editor Barbara Palmer. Redefining Difficult. That was the title of a talk Sean Pica, executive director of the nonprofit Hudson Link for Higher Education in Prison, gave at Big Ideas Fest 2013. His focus? Operating degree-granting college programs in 5 New York prisons. The complexity of running any college program makes it a nutty job, Pica told attendees at the festival, sponsored by the Institute for the Study of Knowledge Management in Education. Pica described the challenges the Hudson Link program has faced during its 14-year history. No funding, no college buildings, no phone, emails, or faxes, he said. And imagine conducting class inside a maximum security environment like New York's Sing Sing Correctional Facility, where Pica himself lived for 9 years and earned an undergraduate degree while serving 16 years of a 24-year sentence. Last December, Pica redefined difficult all over again at Sing Sing. He and other Hudson Link staff, working with student inmates, program alumni, and volunteers, produced TEDx Sing Sing. 20 presenters, a 6-camera film crew, and an audience of 200 came together for the one-day conference. Inmates transformed a mess hall into a polished forum where fellow prisoners shared a stage with the likes of rapper and actor Ice-T, actress and producer Gina Belafonte, and warden Michael Capra. The event had its logistical challenges, including staging a conference behind bars, the inmates' lack of access to phones and email, and a 2-month window to pull it all together. Added to that, inmates could meet with one another in person only one evening a week. So Pica, some volunteers, and Hudson Link graduates who were already outside the prison did the things that inmates couldn't do themselves, such as contacting speakers and sponsors and creating a conference website. Program alumni on the outside helped Pica build sets, said Pica. We have an office about 4 blocks away from the prison, so the students that are already home helped me get the materials, build the sets, painted them, and then, of course, they couldn't go back in. When I went inside, I had directions from the guys that built it, and the guys on the inside just put it all back together. TEDx Sing Sing's theme was Creating Healthy Communities. Pica said the theme gained Capra's approval because it applied not just to the 159 inmates enrolled in Hudson Link classes at Sing Sing, but to the prison's entire 1,864-person population. All inmates were welcome to audition as presenters. As Pica put it, it really went beyond just the textbooks and the classroom stuff. Inmate organizers also invited groups and initiatives already active in the prison to participate, including Carnegie Sing Sing, a group of inmate musicians and composers who work with Carnegie Hall artists to write music and perform concerts. Rehabilitation Through the Arts, which operates theater, dance, creative writing, and visual arts programs. And Voices from Within, a film project that records inmate stories to encourage young people to seek alternatives to violence. 7 inmates made presentations. For some, it was their first experience with public speaking. New York University artist-in-residence, prison activist, and poet Brian Bain brought a presentation team to the final rehearsal to help inmates refine their skills. In his talk on The Power of a Parent's Voice, inmate Lawrence Bartley told of his struggle to support his premature son while he was in prison. His fellow inmates sacrificed their limited phone time, Bartley said, so he could spend hours every day talking to and encouraging his son while he was in the hospital. Pica said by weaving in the students in general population and using the theater, the art stuff, the college stuff, what you had was a day that was really memorable in a place that's not supposed to be memorable. By holding the conference at Sing Sing with the direct participation of inmates, including MC Jermaine Archer, and with an audience made up of an equal mix of inmates and visitors, the event created the potential for connections not available on the outside. Said Pika, "Having an MC that's been in prison for 14 years and is not coming home anytime soon stand in front of guests who could be anywhere they want in the world and talk about the connection between what happens in that prison and their own communities is a valid one that most people don't think much about. Making that connection is a difficult achievement for anyone, and emotional." Pika gives us a picture. "I saw more people crying throughout the day than anything else, as the messages were delivered and as the guests got up and shared, and staff and wardens themselves participated," he said. "It's just not what anyone would have thought could be happening in a max security prison anywhere, let alone Sing Sing. There is probably no more notorious prison in the country. And notoriety doesn't always draw sympathy." Pika understands not everyone is in favor of the work his organization does by educating criminals. But he himself is proof it works. As Pika said, "Education is the one thing that has an impact on recidivism." He was sentenced to 24 years in prison at age 16. Leaving Sing Sing at age 33, all he had was a college degree he earned behind bars. Add to that two master's degrees and an MBA that's in the works. He knows the difference is crucial. Nationally, more than 43% of releasees return to prison within 3 years. Less than 1.4% of Hudson Link graduates return within that time. Said Pika, "We're not changing lives. We are saving them."